All right, let's start the show. Who wants to hello the internet?
Hello, internet.
There you go.
Hi, Jay.
Are you in a truck? Hello, Brita.
How's it going?
It is going well. I do not have much to complain about except perhaps traffic.
You know, Mike and I were just talking about that this evening. About, like, how long is your commute?
Well, that's an interesting question. I live 19 miles from where I work.
Okay.
It has taken me anywhere from 23 minutes.
On a really, really good day.
Right. To an hour and 40.
What? No.
That sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's about Houston standard time.
Yeah. Now,
we have similar problems, Jay.
On a normal work day. During the, you know, the calendar school year, it's generally 50 minutes to an hour.
To go the 20 miles.
Yeah. That's leaving at 6 a.m.
Doesn't that make you sick? Like 7, Doesn't that just make you sick? All that wasted time?
Yeah. And the best part is we have an HOV lane because, you know, we're going to be friendly and have an HOV lane. Except
what does HOV mean?
High occupancy vehicle. It means you have more than one person in the car.
Oh, well,
The big problem, mind you, is that at 6 o'clock, there's four lanes total, three regular and one HOV. At 6 o'clock in the morning, the three regular lanes are completely jammed full. The HOV lane is completely empty.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you're on the HOV lane and you don't have more than one person?
It's a $250 fine.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, can you, like, put mannequins in your car?
People have been known to do that.
Yeah,
well, hello?
Don't get caught.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Don't get caught. Because, I mean, yeah.
That's insanity.
It's also a guaranteed ticket.
Yep.
Well, it's one of the reasons I was so interested in the Ilio. Because technically the Ilio is a motorcycle.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it doesn't exist, Jay.
Okay. Very fair point, Alan. It's vaporware.
Yeah.
If one were to actually magically be built, it would be considered a motorcycle.
Right.
Because it is enclosed, it can be driven more than every beautiful day that's not too hot. And it can be driven in the HOV lane because motorcycles can use the HOV lane.
Yeah, I see. You know, there's several companies that have made those little things in the past, you know, little three wheel things. Yep. And man,
the Reliant Robin,
you know, I'd almost rather drive a smart car, and I would not drive a smart car. So I don't know.
Smart cars are not considered motorcycles.
Because they have four wheels, I know.
Exactly. And that's the only reason I had any interest in it. Ugh. Is because being a motorcycle, it can go in the HOV lane.
Or you could just, you know, ride your motorcycle.
Yeah, there's a big problem with that. In the afternoon, the HOV lane gets just as bad.
Oh.
And riding an air-cooled motorcycle in Virginia in July... you actually start to cook.
You'd overheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out.
It's happened a couple of times, and nope. It's a big can of nope.
Well, this is an auspicious date.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is.
It is the anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. What was it, 48, 49 years ago?
Oh, God. Yep.
Yeah.
What?
48 years ago.
And we haven't, well, we have been back, but not.
Not really.
Not recently.
You know, and I could go on a huge rant about NASA and how awful they are and what a boondoggle the shuttle was and what a ridiculous waste of time and effort. But I'll just point out that, you know, from the start, NASA was ridiculous and mostly PR because, well, Houston, You know, the Johnson Space Center is not actually in Houston.
What? They lied to us?
Yes, from the start.
Somewhere near Houston, we have a problem.
From the start. Mm-hmm. From the start, NASA was lying to you because it's not actually in Houston. It's in a town called Clear Lake, which is south of Houston.
Clear Lake, we have a problem. It just doesn't
have the power. It does not sound as good, no.
So there you go. From the start, NASA. Never a straight answer.
Well, it's a good thing they're dedicated to Muslim outreach.
Yeah, well, maybe not anymore. We can hope. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm guessing probably not so much.
Yeah. I did laugh at the, you know, they've got, you go on the tour of NASA. Me and my daughter went on the tour of NASA a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't been there since they put the model. Okay, so they brought in the NASA at Houston didn't even rate an actual shuttle. They got a replica shuttle, which is basically not a shuttle. It's a model. It's a mock-up of something that looks like a shuttle stuck on top of a 747 that actually did fly shuttles, but it's just a 747. It's not that exciting. So you go up and you go in the shuttle, the quote mock-up shuttle, and it's just like, you know, you can tell it's not a real thing. It's like, you know, plywood and
whatnot. It looks like, what was it, the North Korean jet? I'm making air quotes here.
Yeah.
It's like you could see like the plywood edges where the knots had fallen out.
It's kind of like that. But, you know, you go, they take you through this this big building that's like supposed to be like, you know, this training, you know, astronaut training center where they're supposed to have like mock-ups of the International Space Station and all this kind of stuff. And you know, the Orion, the new crew capsule that NASA's working on. And so you look in and they have two or three Orions and they're like plywood. And you're just like, come on, guys.
There's a booming business in plywood in Clear Lake. Right?
Apparently, it's like, Jesus, you know. It's just underwhelming. But they make sure and show you the female robot. Now, how the fuck a robot can be female, I do not understand. But
does
they
it
have
boobs?
Yes, it does, actually. It
that's
is a
important on a robot.
It is a female, quote, female robot.
Yes, because robots are mammals and will breastfeed their young.
Exactly.
Boobs. It's a, what the fuck?
I honestly have no idea. It's
well, that's how it identifies.
So oh my god!
Yeah, the robot identifies as a female. Unlike the suicidal robot that drowned itself.
I have this thing that every time you see a robot in the news or some sort of like artificial intelligence, it's always female. And I know that one of our listeners insists that there are just as many male robots, but they don't get as much press. But I'm
not
sorry.
Buying it.
I don't buy it either because I know what's going on. There's the nerd sitting around and let's make a pretty girl robot. No,
of course.
To keep us company. Of course it is. Yeah. Come on.
That's why the NASA robot's a female.
Right.
Because at night it turns into a sex bot.
Oh my God.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Got to do something with those lonely nights on Mars.
In Clear Lake.
In Clear Lake. You know, they have this really neat little diorama of like the moon, and they've got like a mock-up of the like a leg of the lunar lander, and it's like they got the lunar rover and all that kind of stuff, and it's like you're looking at it and you're going, ah, so this is where they shot the landing.
Yeah, it's a soundstage.
Anyway, NASA. 48
and
years.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes.
I love it when you know, people suggest to him that it was all fake. Because Buzz Aldrin will punch you out.
Yeah. I like the, there was a thing going around a couple of weeks ago, and it may be older than that, about how the explanation of, absolutely, the lunar landing was faked. The whole thing was faked. It was shot by Stanley Kubrick. But he was such a, he was such a stickler for realism that he insisted on shooting, you know, on scene, you know. Like he, yes. He insisted on shooting on the moon.
On location.
On location. Okay. Right.
Such a stickler for verisimilitude.
Yes.
Insisted. I saw that piece. It was very well done. Because you start off like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then you read it and you're like, aha. Yeah, Buzz Aldrin was in his 80s when he knocked the dude out and the dude was like 30.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just
don't mess with Buzz Aldrin.
Right. Out and he, not a single fuck was given.
And you know, I don't think anything was done to him.
Of course not. He's Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
I know.
What the hell are you gonna do?
Right.
Bring him before a judge for assault. The judge is gonna be like, "Get the hell out! I'm finding you for contempt."
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin. Damn it.
Yeah, he'd have to. What's the old story? He'd have to, you know, be found in bed with a dead body or. Dead hooker or something, or
a dead girl or a live boy.
Yeah, that's the line. Ew. So what else is going on? Oh, there was, of course, everybody heard about McCain having a brain tumor.
Yes,
which is awful, and I feel sorry for him and his family. But
no, you don't.
Actually,
you don't.
Well. I actually do. I'm not a fan of McCain. I have never liked McCain. I always thought he was a douchebag. And it goes back to him almost blowing up the aircraft carrier that one time.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, brain cancer sucks. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But at the same time, if you got brain cancer, dude, resign.
Yeah.
Step down. That's
it. I'm thinking it really speaks to that, like, sick desire for power.
Oh, yeah. Pure
that
ego.
Politicians have. I mean, the dude has a brain tumor. He's at the end of his life. I mean, feasibly, it's the end of his life.
Yeah. Well, he's already beyond the life expectancy anyway.
Right. And he's still... Like, oh, I'm hanging in there. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Really? You have a mental problem, and you just go away. I don't know.
He's 80. He's about to be 81.
80? Oh, my God. Dude.
He's been senator for 30 years.
Yeah. Time to hang it up.
But it's that power thing. They just can't. They can't let go of it. They can't.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi. She's in the same situation.
Oh,
she's,
my God, honey.
You know,
I hope they're doing MRIs on her because there is something wrong there.
Yeah.
She multiple times has referred to Donald Trump as George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like she doesn't understand that we're in 2017 now and we have a new president. And it's not
cares.
Bush. I think that maybe she's senile or something is wrong and, you know, they need to really examine that. But they are still holding her up as, yay, Nancy Pelosi, kind of leader of our party, rah, rah. And the Democrats really need to examine that, I think. You know, their party has aged out. I mean, look at who is leading their party. They've got Maxine Waters, Waters,
yeah. Sheila Jackson Lee,
yeah,
and Nancy
They've
Pelosi.
They've got Pocahontas,
and they have Pocahontas, who is a joke.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, they don't have any new young blood in there. They don't have anything.
Nah.
And frankly, it's starting to look like the Republican Party is a lot more diverse as far as like. Gender and color and background than the Democrats because you got like a whole lot of like rich old white people. Hillary Clinton, for example.
But she has a vagina.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear?
Well, that is yet to be proven.
Oh, did you see the breaking news about O.J. Simpson made parole?
Yep.
I heard that he almost didn't because he got caught masturbating in federal prison.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't hear I that. Still think they
should... Yeah. Well, apparently a female guard was, well, this was unbeknownst.
Because nobody ever masturbates in federal prison.
It is a huge violation to masturbate in federal prison. You're not. It's
really?
One of those. Yes. I did not know this either.
Huh. I'm shocked.
Yeah. And he got caught by one of the guards, a female guard, nonetheless. And yeah.
Huh.
It was, they called in question his parole.
Wow.
How can that not be cruel and unusual punishment?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
How do you take away the only toy that never breaks?
Well, sometimes it breaks.
I got to snort out of Brita. My night is complete.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say to that. Okay.
Speaking of gender identity, the Navy, they're having a female applicants for SEAL officer training. And
are there female Navy SEALs?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But there are two women in boot camp as candidates for Navy's SEAL training. One of which used to be a man.
Oh, come on. Come on. No. No.
Yeah.
I can't. No.
Yep.
Okay. You know, I like people as a general rule. Well, okay.
No, you don't.
Maybe, are you serious?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Well, I like people like when they're doing their own thing and leaving me alone. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll buy that.
Go on with your bad self and do your thing. And as long as it doesn't affect me, fine. I'm good for that. You know, whatever. But like, I have issues with men who say that they are women. And I'm sure a lot of men have the opposite thing. Opposite, you know, men have issues with women saying they're men. Because we cannot fully experience what being a woman or a man is like unless you're a woman born that way. Okay? So the problem I have with men who say they're women is that, okay, first of all, you're way more physically strong than we are. I mean, just naturally. I go to the gym and I do chest presses, you know, and I'm so excited. I got to do, I did a whole set of 50-pound chest presses. But what I didn't say is that I had to like move the pin from like the 250 up to the 50 because I was following some guy on the chest press machine. And you look at him and you don't think, oh,
yeah,
you know, he's a big, strong muscle man. And, no, he's just a dude and doing chest presses, right?
And any, you know, sixth grade male can do 50-pound chest presses.
I know. So anyway, thanks, Alan.
Well, and so, just, you know. Truth.
So you have that whole aspect. And so you have like all these men who are like, I'm a woman. And they excel at sports and they excel at Navy SEAL stuff, apparently. And, you know, it's not comparable. Physically, it's not comparable. I know that you probably feel weird inside your head about your own body. but that does not make you a woman.
It just makes you crazy.
Well, whatever it is. Also, I have to tell you that menstruating and having cramps and having the whole everything every month for like a giant chunk of your life is a huge deal. And men will never know that. You know, and I know that not every woman has her period. I know that there are like outliers where, you know, some women don't have the period issues, but most women do. And it's a huge deal.
So it's kind of like cultural appropriation.
It totally is. It exactly is. Yes.
It's oocyte appropriation.
Yes. I find it offensive.
It kind of is.
Really, like, there's so many things about being a woman that men never have to think about. It's like, okay, how many times crossing a parking lot in the dark at night, trying to get you to your car that's, like, on the other side of the parking lot, like, what is your feeling inside of you, like, as a man? Do you feel like, oh God, let me just make this to the car. I'm going to try to hustle here to get to the car, and I hope, like, nobody jumps out at me. And do you have that fear in your heart? I don't think you do as men.
Never.
See?
Unless there's, like, some shady character, like, angling at me.
No, then I'm, just as a general rule.
Yeah.
Any night you're hustling to your car in the middle, you know, in the dark, dark parking lot, every woman will tell you that they're afraid. Men don't get that. So it's like this whole, like, you know, I'm a man, but I'm a woman, and make me a Navy SEAL. It's offensive.
And I wonder about that, too, because how can you be a man who decides I'm not really a man, I'm a woman. And then I'm going to do quite possibly the most manliest of manly things ever on the freaking planet. I mean, you know, exactly. I'm not, you know, it's not like, okay, I want to be a police officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, all right. You know, no problem with female police officers whatsoever.
Right.
But it's, you know, you want to be an accountant. Okay. That'd be perfectly gender neutral. No reason not to. Navy SEAL.
Right. There's
people that go out and shoot people in the face for fun.
Right.
I just don't understand that.
And not to mention like all the physical trials that are involved in becoming a Navy SEAL. Right. And, you know, it's a very masculine thing. And I respect that.
Well,
you know,
most men can't even do it.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Right. Most men can't even do it. That's true.
It's tough for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to weed out those who cannot cut it because their team depends on them.
Yeah. They're really looking for like the supermen. That's what they want. And that's what they're trying to get.
And then you're a woman, but you're a man, but you're a woman.
Yeah.
And you're a Navy SEAL. I don't know.
Would I have even more problem with than that, though, are the ones, I'm going to raise my child without a gender. You know what? That's a human being. It is not your little sociology experiment.
Well, that is definitely what a lot of children have become. And it's sad.
You know, I mean, my heart breaks for those poor kids because...
It's child abuse.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You know, that... Oh, we're not going to put a gender on the birth certificate. Well, guess what? Yes, you are. Because this is not, it's not a joke. It's not a light, it's not a little status symbol you can pull out. You know, woo, we're not, you know, that kid is going to go and they're going to go to school and they get the living shit kicked out of them because people hate and fear what is different. You're deliberately subjecting your kid to years and years of fucking torment. Because you've got to make a fucking statement.
Yep.
Take a branding iron and fucking just get rid of that shit. Don't breed. Plain and simple.
Oh,
if your goal in having children is to make little sociology experiments, don't.
Well, these are the same people that say you shouldn't. What is it? Identify the gender of your pets.
Oh my God.
Because your pet might identify as a different gender. I'm like, really? Because every pet I ever knew absolutely knew what gender it was.
Right.
Had no doubt.
You know, now, I really think there is a giant portion of the population that needs two things. Number one, they need to stay away from media. Number two, they need like psychotherapy. Because it just seems like everybody has gone crazy. And I really think the media feeds it. And kind of there's like these little like echo chambers where they all kind of wind each other up and about, you know, whatever the topic du jour is, you know, transgender or veganism or Antifa or whatever the fuck, you know. Everybody's winding each other up, and I think people just need to get out and talk to each other.
Oh, no.
Except not me. Don't talk to me. Don't approach me in the grocery store. That will not end well for you.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I really don't know how you get through the day without punching people right in the throat,
Brittany. I don't either. I would be... I couldn't. There's no possible way.
My hat's off to you because there's people that just need to be punched.
Well, okay. You know, our listeners probably don't understand what we're talking about. But when I was at the grocery store this week, I had a woman, a totally random, completely stranger woman, come up to me in the grocery store. And her first words to me were, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but, you know, that should be your first clue, right?
Yeah.
And I honestly thought she was going to ask me, because I was at Aldi's where you have to have a quarter to get your cart out. I don't know if Aldi's is nationwide, but you put your quarter in the cart and you get the cart and then you put your cart back and you get your quarter back. Anyway, so I was putting my cart back and I was getting my quarter and she said, I hope you don't mind me saying this. And I turned around and I looked at her and I thought she was going to ask me for a quarter because she didn't have a quarter or... You know, whatever, because it's happened before. You know, I was completely, you know, and I turned around and I looked at her and she said, but you walk so smoothly. And I, honestly, and every time this happens to me, I was wearing shorts and my leg obviously was my leg. I have a prosthetic leg and it's very obviously a prosthetic leg, you know. I have kids all the time approach me and say, do you have a robot leg? And I always say, yes, I have a robot leg. And that's cool. I'm fine with that. But like adults coming up and talking to you about it is like, first of all, don't you have any manners? And second of all, leave me the fuck alone. You know, I'm just trying to live my life here. Well, you know, so she said this to me and I was really mad. Like I had to sit in my car with the air conditioner on full blast mad because I was like fuming. Like I was like, you know, steam coming out of the top of my head. I was really, really mad. And I've had time to think about it since that. And I've talked to another woman who also wears orthotic devices on her legs. And she has similar experiences as me. And we talked about it last night and I work with her and I talked about what happened and I said, you know what? She said to me, she said, you know, those people mean well, you know, they're doing it to be nice. They're paying you a compliment. I said, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I said, what it is, and I'm totally off on a tangent right now. I'm so sorry, but
it's okay. It's a good one.
I said, what it is, they're narcissists.
Yes.
And what they're doing is they're using me to make them feel good about themselves. So what they do is they come up to me and they're like, oh, congratulations. You walk so well on that, you know, your crippled leg or, you know, whatever they are thinking in their head, right?
You're well spoken for a person of color.
Exactly. That's what exactly it is.
There's no difference.
Yeah, it's like the what is it? The something of low expectations, right? What is it?
Soft bigotry of low expectations.
George exactly. Bush, exactly. Exactly. And so what they're doing is they're using me, they're paying me this compliment, air quotes, and they're using me to make themselves feel good about themselves. So what they do is they say this thing to me, right? And then they go home and they're like, oh, I'm such a good person. I paid a compliment to that poor crippled lady. Right? That's what's happening. So it technically has nothing at all to do with me. But it's so frustrating. And most of the frustration is that because I have to just take it. But I've decided I'm not going to anymore. I'm gonna train myself to have a response. And maybe I might be bailed.
You mean along the lines of you're so full of shit, your eyes are brown? I think that's a good one.
But so that's my life. But
there's a good call-in topic. What should Brita tell these
people? Yeah, no kidding. When they accost her in public. I mean, I'm just trying to go grocery shopping.
I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, how I'm trying to think of a scenario where that wouldn't be offensive.
Right.
There are
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing is that I go out in public a lot in skirts and shorts because most of the time, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, okay, whatever. People are going to stare at me. Fine. Kids are going to approach me. I don't mind that at all. But the adults who come up and feel like they need to talk to me about it and like know my life story and my medical history and, oh, you walk so well for a crippled person, you know, that sort of attitude, that
like
gets me really
something.
Angry. Exactly. And I don't owe them anything.
I mean,
yeah. So I do have one response. If an adult comes up to me and says, what happened to your leg? My immediate response is, my body is none of your business.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'd be tempted to go with, you know, I broke it off in the ass of the last moron who asked me that question.
Right.
That's a good one.
I mostly just don't want to engage with them. I just don't want to.
Yes, I understand.
You know. But I need a good response for, you know, like, oh, honey, you walk so well for someone who is so crippled. Or, you know, I need a good response for that. So feel free to contact me on Facebook if you've got anything good.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that has been my life.
You speak so eloquently for a complete moron. Oh, wait. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, as I'm leaving the grocery store, like right in front of me, the person leaving the grocery store right in front of me is like 400 pounds overweight. But I'm the freak that needs the comment. You know what I mean? So it's weird. It's like disabled people, disabled air quotes, are like the last group of people where it's still socially okay to make comments to them.
You know, it's funny that I was looking at Alana. We were watching like these old 100-year-old videos of like the Coney Island amusement parks and stuff like that.
The freak shows?
The freak shows came out, and it was interesting that one of the most popular ones was this fat lady. And they had her, you know, she's a great big fat lady, and they had her dressed up as Princess something or other, and she was a fat woman, and they had a little show where a doctor would come out and, you know, give her examination and all that kind of stuff. But it just struck me that, you know, 100 years ago, fat people, and frankly, by comparison to people you see in Walmart today, this woman was not that fat. She was, right. I've seen way fatter people rolling around in Walmart, but this woman, it was so rare to see a grotesquely obese person that it was a freak show thing.
Well, that's because back then starving to death was by far more common.
Right. But that's the point. 100 years ago, morbid obesity was so rare that you basically had to go to a freak show to see it. Now you walk down the street and nobody thinks twice.
and listen to the poor scooters groan.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're saying is we need more amputees.
No, well, they're, you know, the way they're going, they're going to wind up amputees.
Well, yeah. That's true.
The yeah. Diabetes will take
diabetes.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Diabetes.
But
then they really will be rolling around in those chairs.
I do wear shorts and skirts and stuff a lot. And I go around and most of the time, and I'm telling you, like 99.9% of people look at me and they're like, oh, and then they have a thought in their head and then they carry on with their day and they never approach me and they never talk to me. And, you know, people hardly even stare anymore because I don't know why, but it's like not a really a thing anymore. But it's always like that one like narcissist person who feels that the need to, I mean, what else would their motivation be, right? To approach me. What else would their motivation be? Except for feeding their narcissism, really. Because why bother?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So there's like that 0.1% of the population that ruins my day. But, you know, most of the time it's fine. And most of the time, but it's just that one person that,
yeah.
But they probably have problems in life. So, you know, that's that kind of, you know, comfort for me.
Look at it this way, Brita. They are so insecure in their own lives. They have to go out of their way to be a jackass to someone else to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I mean, it's they're idiots, but in a way, you kind of feel bad for them because this is the best you can do is randomly soft selling and insulting other complete random strangers.
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, from a psychological viewpoint, it's really interesting.
Sorry.
Alan, you have a phone call.
Or a dot matrix printer. Okay, for the millennials out there, printers used to use what was called dot matrix, and it would have little tiny holes along each side that would ramp it up as you printed. And all you'd hear was for about a week.
Yep. That was the good old days.
Fanfold paper.
Yep.
And you would totally monopolize the show. I'm so sorry.
Line printers. No, that's fine. Everybody likes it when you monopolize the show.
They're turning in for you anyway.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I don't think so.
They don't care about Alan and me. Come
on. we're like Brita's sidekicks. Just should rename this it is the score report. So it's you are the name of the show.
My armpits.
Brita's pits.
Yeah,
speaking of pits, this is where I do a very clunky and awkward segue. You know what is the pits for a local municipality is specking a staircase for $150K and some dude comes and bills it for $500.
Yeah.
Across that story. I could not resist. That looked too perfect. It was in Canada, so I'm sure he was very apologetic.
Oh, he didn't sound apologetic to me when I read the article.
I built the staircase, eh? Sorry.
Everybody's happy, but see, okay, so I'll try to put a link to it so y'all know what the hell we're talking about. But there was a park, and basically the only way to get to this park was to walk down a hill. And it was a very steep hill, and lots of people fell. And so they'd been trying to get stairs put in for a long time. And the city did a survey, and it was going to be like, I don't know, $60,000-$70,000 to get this stairway put in. And so some guy went and picked up a homeless guy for a helper and built a staircase. And it looked like a pretty damn good staircase to me.
It's like eight stairs.
Yeah. Only eight steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm thinking, I'm sorry, Alan.
No, go ahead.
Well, you hear the story and you're like, oh, you know, this is probably one. There was one in the town next to me up in Mass where it was probably, you know, 60 or 70 steps. It was a pretty steep hill, and it came down to the riverside. And, you know, okay, maybe it's something like that where they're going to have to shore up the area, build a very long staircase that because of the, you know, with the, well.
Yeah, put in some footings and,
Right. But I'm sure there's some, you know, they need to make it accessible, and they need to do this, and they need to do that, and the other thing. And no, eight steps.
Yeah.
Eight. It's just this little, you know, dude caught a couple of stringers, nailed a bunch of boards down, put a little handrail, done.
Done.
I love this part in the article. He says that he hired a homeless person to help him and built the eight steps in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a, you know, it's a rough carpentry, like deck stair job. I mean, it's something that any somewhat competent person who's ever used power tools before could do, you know, in a few hours, like this guy did.
Just looking at it, I mean, you can get most hardware stores to cut boards in half.
Oh, sure. You can buy pre-cut stringers for stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Three pre-cut stringers and a bunch of 2x6s cut in half. Done.
Yeah.
And 4x4 post in a couple of caps.
And the city, the quote for the city was something outrageous. It was like $65,000 or something like that.
It's $65,000 up to $150,000.
Oh my God! What?
And I'm looking at that at the staircase, and I'm like, "Oh hell! The precast concrete units
put
in the basement got to be like $1,500. They could have used that. I mean, even put like a little landing. It's you know."
And so the city says they're probably going to have to demolish it.
Right.
And I bet you they're going to send that guy a bill for the demolition. Because that's how they do. And my prediction is it'll cost more. The whoever the city contractor for that is will charge the city more for the demolition than the guy spent putting it up in the first place.
By an order of magnitude.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No question. It's going to be like 10 grand to take it down.
Yep.
Because you can't just come and remove the boards.
Oh, no, of course not.
You know, there's got to be an environmental impact study. Yep. The fucking piping plover has to be watched.
Yep. You got to put up, you know, like a safety, you know, scaffolding and, you know, all this other stuff.
You have to have a diversity committee to make sure the people taking down the stairs represent all walks of life, including transgendered penguins. People identify as transgender. Are there 57 genders, one for every state in the United States, according to Barack Obama?
Yeah.
But, you know, George W. Bush was the idiot.
And then Brita came up with somebody that painted the crosswalk.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bill Ricka. I've been there.
Bricka. Boston Harley-Davidson's in Bricka. Fucking piss a kid.
It's kind of a shithole town, if you ask me. I've been there.
There's a lot of those.
Sorry, Bill Ricka. We just lost our both Bill Ricka listeners.
Both Ricka listeners. That's all right. They can't keep the power on anyway.
Oh, man.
It's the end of the month, kid. That money's run out.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Changing the topic.
Ding.
A lot of people who were surprised that it was illegal to carry guns in Texas for a great many years are also surprised to learn that it is illegal to carry long knives in Texas.
Yeah. You can't carry a Bowie knife.
Yes, the famous Bowie knife of Jim Bowie, hero of the Alamo. That the Bowie knife was illegal to carry in Texas. You could own one, but you couldn't leave your house with it. There was exceptions for like hunting and stuff like that. I mean, you could have it if you were hunting, and you know, but it was a very, you know, you could also get arrested. I mean, it was a very it was like a defense to prosecution. If you were hunting. So, and there was also, you know, you couldn't have, you couldn't carry, dirks, daggers, swords, basically any edged blade over 5.5 inches long, any blade that was sharp on two sides, Blah, 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 blah. Well, the fine folks at Knife Rights, I think it was Knife Rights, managed with the help of some politicians in Austin to push through a complete repeal of all knife laws in Texas. No illegal knives in Texas anymore. You can carry anything you want, almost anywhere you want. There are exceptions, and they're mostly the places you can't carry a gun. It's like, you know, courts, schools, sporting events,
cafeterias,
hospitals, you know,
restaurants.
No, you can't take it into a bar, in a 51% establishment. You can't take it in there, but that's really it. I mean, so you can, you know, grab your claymore and go walking down the street now, as of September 1st.
Isn't that a destructive device?
The sword claymore.
Wrong claymore.
Yeah. So I'm actually pretty happy about that. And in all honesty, in the modern world, carrying a knife over 5 1/4 inches, I only have a couple of knives that are that long anyway, but I kind of want a nice one that I could like strap on September 1st and walk down the street just because, you know, I can, damn it. But then I got to thinking about the reality of it. And unlike, you know, a concealed gun or a, you know, open carry gun, there's not a whole lot you can do with a Bowie knife or something of that sort, you know, in, you know, for like everyday carry kind of a thing. I mean, I have a nice Benchmade, automatic that I carry in a pocket, and I use that for damn near everything. But I can't imagine whipping out my, you know, 8-inch.
You've been dying to say that.
Whipping out my 8-inch Bowie knife. Here, let me cut open that box.
I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like open carrying a rifle. It's a look at me thing.
Yeah, it kind of is. I can see some use for it. For instance, I'm pretty sure the classic sword cane is now legal.
Oh, jeez.
And if, you know, in about 20 years, I'll probably be carrying one of those because, you know, I'll be old enough.
Yeah.
You walk along, if you need a cane, hey, sword cane. Yay.
Why not? I'm just trying to understand, you know, the mindset that says you can carry a handgun.
Right.
Several million orders of magnitude more dangerous than a knife. But if your knife opens with a push of a button, ho, you're going to jail.
Right. And that's that's completely, you know, automatic knives are okay. Double, you know, daggers, dirks, you name
what about,
it.
What about all Valley legal. Songs? Because all I spent a good legal. Portion of my teenage years perfecting the opening of the Valley Song.
Yes. And how many times did you cut your fingers?
Oh, about a zillion. I'm not kidding. We got one in. We got one in. The company just came out the line, and they sent them in. And I picked it up. Flip, 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 flip. Cut. God damn it. Sure enough, nice little line right across the back of my middle finger. Yep.
It happens.
Love me Bally song, but man, they just don't love you back.
Yeah. So September 1st in Texas, you can carry any knife you want, although people will look at you funny if you go walking down the street with your cavalry saber.
Yeah. If you're walking out in public with your gladius.
Yeah.
Have we seen which way the Legion went?
Well, that's like any open carry state. It's like, well, sure, it's legal to carry that openly.
Well,
but is it really wise? You know, maybe not.
Well, it makes it more convenient for when you have to have a knife. Like, for instance, if you're going hunting, strap on your Bowie knife, take your rifle, take your pistol. and you don't have to worry anymore about that stop on the way or on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, you know, am I going to get in trouble? I'm not actually hunting. So if I walk in for a cup of coffee at the diner or something, you know, now it's completely legal. So, you know, I think it's more along that lines. I think it's like open carry. You know, we got open carry for pistol, and I do it. I occasionally carry, you know, openly, not as, I mean, but I almost never see anybody else doing it.
I actually do fairly often.
I got to tell you, it's really nice not to have to worry about it.
So everyone here is in an open carry friendly state.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, Texas is not quite open carry friendly.
Well, you're not going to jail.
It's more open carry ambivalent. I mean, you still have to have a license.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You still have to, you can only open carry if you have a carry license. If you're not licensed, then, but reciprocity applies. So if you're in one of the states that Texas recognizes for reciprocity, you can also open carry. Pretty sure that's the rule.
I mean, I don't know.
Virginia's great, right?
Oh yeah, Virginia.
I'm very pleased with my state.
Isn't Virginia state where they have goal?
They have what?
Didn't that gun owners actually?
That's Mass.
Massachusetts. What's the one in Virginia? Isn't there one there?
A VCDL.
Okay,
the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
Yeah. Okay. They're pretty active too.
Yes. I am a member. I like the guys at VCDL. They love to point out stupidity when proposed by people like Terry McAuliffe. of course, the NRA as well, but VCDL was very active when the Attorney General decided they were going to screw with the reciprocity agreements. And
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny. That really didn't go the way they planned.
No, it didn't.
We ended up picking up more states that had shared reciprocity with Virginia, and it's okay to have a police officer doing background checks at gun shows on a purely voluntary basis. You know, twist my arm, I can live with that. We pick up more states, we don't lose a whole bunch of reciprocity agreements, and they don't even ask that you do a background check. Just if you feel the need to, someone's here.
I don't think I. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's okay to have that option if you are. I don't know. I mean, think about it. If you're going to sell somebody a gun, I mean, yeah, if they're, you know, clean, if they look like a clean cut, upstanding, solid citizen, you still don't know if they're a felon or not. But really, that's not up to you. You know what I mean? There's no onus on the seller in a private transaction. Now, if the guy comes up, it's like, hey, man, I'm a felon. I need to buy a gun. Can you sell me one? You probably shouldn't. But if they don't say it and there's nothing to tell you that they're a prohibited person, you know, there's really no onus on you to, you know, it's kind of like my pet peeve about the safe storage bullshit. You know, there's no onus on me to lock my guns up. The onus is on the criminal not to steal them. I mean, I might put my guns in a safe just for my own personal comfort. I mean, I might not want to go to the hassle of dealing with insurance companies every time somebody robs my house. But that's not, you know, that doesn't make, if I hang my guns on the wall, like people commonly do, and somebody breaks into my house and steals them, that's not, I didn't do anything wrong. You know,
no.
If I sell a gun to somebody and they don't tell me or give me any indication they're a prohibited person, and they are, I still didn't do anything wrong. You know, maybe the guy's a felon, but it was for a stupid drug bust 20 years ago and he needs a gun for protection. I don't have a problem with that, even if he is a felon. So what? You know, whatever.
Well, it goes back to the whole, if somebody is so bad they can't own a gun, they probably should
right.
not be out in public.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in this.
I mean,
this,
don't let them own a car either.
Right.
You know, at that rate.
Yeah, if you
have access to gasoline,
if it's safe yeah. enough to let them out in public, they should have, you know, it should be, you know, when you're released from jail, it's determined that, you know, either you're not a threat or you're no more of a threat than you were before you went to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for every convicted drug user in jail, there's 10,000 other ones that aren't in jail. And what's the damn difference?
Right.
So I think if you're, you know, if you're not, I mean, this myth that being branded a felon is going to keep you from doing other illegal things is ridiculous. Rant.
We're extra ranty tonight.
I am ranty.
We're all ranty.
Lots of rants.
Anything you need to get off your chest, Jay?
I'm pretty good.
What? Who are you?
Like I said, other than traffic.
Did you want to rant about something you missed last time you were not on the show?
I did, but I forgot what it was.
Oh, like, man.
I forgot what it was. It had something to do with... Hold on.
What the
hell? What happened last week? About? Oh, God.
No, the week before when we were...
Before, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was two... Because we didn't do a shoot. We didn't shoot, do a show last week. It was the...
I got to scroll back.
Oh, it was the CNN. Like, it was the CNN thing.
The which CNN? Oh, the video?
No, it was, yeah, the one where they went to the guy and were like, you know, threatening. They were basically blackmailing him to take it down and apologize.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well for them.
Didn't work out for them
at all. They totally, I mean, they're going to have to change the Streisand effect to the CNN effect. Because, you know, I mean, you guys, really, you covered yourself in gasoline and lit matches, daring people to, you know, to smoke around you. And just,
I always assumed that these CNN people were like internet savvy. But
no, they're not savvy about anything.
They didn't predict like this whole, you know, the entire internet making fun of them with created memes now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They took this one little thing that absolutely left on its own would have been like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. That's nice. That's cute. Ha ha. And then it's immediately forgotten too. I'm still seeing them. People are still coming.
Oh, yeah. They're coming up with CNN, Trump CNN memes all the time.
Like
and
every
then,
conceivable, like, you know, there. I mean, like you pick any pop culture reference that has any sort of conflict. You know, it's the Karate Kid and what's his face? Danny there at the end getting kicked in the face. There's Rocky. There's, I mean, just everything.
Oh, yeah.
Braveheart. That was
and
my
then,
favorite.
And then this week, this is the one that really made me like head desk. The editor from CNN, one of the editors, Chris Cilizza. I don't know how to say his name. Cilizza. He's an editor. He's one of the big editors at CNN.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You got to watch out for editors.
Went on Reddit to do an AMA.
Against medical advice?
And it's the Reddit Ask Me Anything. But this is a CNN editor. That went to Reddit to do a AMA after basically Reddit declared war on CNN. And
what were they thinking?
The comments were b- brutal. I mean, brutal. They, you know that scene in what was it, the Avengers movie where the Hulk grabs hold of the
yes, Loki
and just slams him back and forth on the ground. That was Reddit. Yeah, that was Reddit. I'll try to put a link to that so people can find it too. But you really, this is a case where you need to go read the comments because it is amazing.
I went back through my notes and found the thing that I wanted to rant about, and it was the Canadian baby first ever born with no gender designation.
Oh, and we managed to talk about that, so sort of.
So, it kind of got rolled in. It's just my whole little, you call yourself whatever you want. If it doesn't affect me, if it doesn't change my life any or cause me to have to pay for it, if it neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg, go nuts. I don't care. But when you start messing with the kids, it's just, that's just not fair. We have like age of consent and whatnot for a reason.
Right.
We have, you reach the when you become an adult, you can sign legal documents. It's set for a reason.
Right.
Right.
Well, you also have the concept of, in loco parentis. So you have, we as a society, we recognize that children need parental supervision even when their parents aren't around.
Right.
Because they're not competent yet to make decisions for themselves.
There's a sizable number that'd be happy, retroactive abortion. So,
well, yeah.
Which, that's a whole different story. But
That's
we won't open it on the second hour. So.
It's a symptom of the kind of person that this, it's like this socialism thing, no matter how many times they do socialism and expect it to work and it fails, try again harder. No, it's never going to work. It is never going to work. And it's the same way, you can deny reality until you're blue in the face. You can pretend that your child does not have a sex until you're blue in the face. But the reality is, it does. It is a little boy or a little girl, and your bizarre, twisted psychosis does not change that. All you're doing is fucking the kid up.
Yeah. I just feel so bad for that kid because they're going to come point where, they're going to run smack dab in a society. They're going to run into the kind of people that will grow up to tell strangers in grocery stores they walk perfectly normal. And they're going to make fun of these poor kids who, through no fault of their own, they're going to be like, are you a boy or a girl? Or they're going to look like something. These are probably the kind of people that know it's a boy and will dress it all in pink and let it grow the hair, let them grow their hair long.
No, what we're doing
just
is
so they can be offended when somebody says, "What a lovely daughter you have! How dare you assume my child's gender?"
What they're doing is raising a generation of serial killers.
Well, there's that too,
because that's what happens when you have weird psychosexual dysfunction in a child.
The boy named Sue.
Carry your guns.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, look. 1 hour and 5 minutes. Yeah. Salute.
I've heard from listeners that they always consider the extra minutes like a bonus.
Oh.
So there you go, people.
Bonus minutes. You get some squirt time you didn't pay for. Oh, wait.
Bonus squirrel. There's no squirrel like bonus squirrel.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jay, I'm glad you were able to make it tonight.
Yeah. Me too.
We've missed you.
That's right.
I've missed being on the show.
And we would appreciate it if you would go to your Facebooks and hunt for the Squirt group and join up.
Yes.
It is not the fake Squirt.
Yeah, not the fake one.
Their imitation.
SQRPT. Search for that in your Facebook.
It is a, what do they call it? A closed group, but that's just so we can kick people out. We let anybody, we let anybody in once.
Right. Maybe twice if you grovel.
But it's really just so we can kick people out that are a problem. And we have really loose standards for what's a problem. You got to really go out of your way to there's a couple of things.
We had some weird guy from where was he?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Bangladesh, and he was asking questions about squirrels, and I was like, dude, I think you're in the wrong group.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong squirrel.
Yeah. This is the wrong squirrel group for you.
Yep. So, and also, if you don't mind, go to the iTunes thing and give us a 5-star rating. If you don't want to give us a 5-star rating, don't go, because we only want 5 stars.
Right.
Not, honestly, I don't know that those ratings actually accomplish anything, because I don't know that any, they don't
that
seem
one
to.
One time we were listed with CNN and stuff.
Yeah, but that was just because of downloads. That had nothing to do with I don't think the ratings actually do anything.
I don't know.
It's not like they have a list of 5-star rated podcasts. They go purely by downloads. And while we do have, in my mind, we have, 4,000 or 5,000 downloads, of every show. It's not, in the scheme of things, it ain't that much. We're not even going to be, if we could monetize this podcast, we wouldn't even be we wouldn't even be internet 10 airs.
10 airs. Here's your $10 for the year.
We wouldn't even make it. It would be, 50 cents maybe. I don't know.
We couldn't even get a coffee at Dunkin'.
No,
Donut.
We couldn't.
Maybe, we got Starbucks.
Maybe if we had a coupon.
There's free donut day.
Yeah, there you go. Free donut day.
Yay, free donuts.
All right. Well, thank you, Brita and Jay. And
thanks for putting up with me in my rant.
You are the soul of the show, Brita.
No, I don't think
so. You're so much calmer and quieter than I am when you rant. So I sit in awe of your composure.
I still don't see how you do that job.
Taught me a lot of self-control.
Hadn't it been 13 years you've been there or something like that? 12, 13 years?
17
years. Holy crap.
17 years.
17 years at the library.
Yes, Jay. Yes.
I couldn't.
As a small child, I worked at the reference desk.
Yes.
You
are.
I hear the stories. I got to tell you, people, the stories I hear from Brita about people she has to deal with.
And those are just my coworkers.
Poop.
Poop
lady.
You're not talking about snot man.
Poop lady was here again. And it's imagine. Just imagine how awful you have to be to get Brita to label you the poop lady. My hat is off to you. I could not do that job. I couldn't do it for an afternoon. There's no way.
I'd like to say I'm well compensated for it, but I'm not. So, no, it's a job.
You do it for that one or two times when somebody.
There's always once a year where I get a 9-year-old boy who wants me to show him where the Lord of the Rings trilogy is. And I get little kids who I get to take into the nonfiction section because they ask me, where's the nonfiction section? I take them over there. And, nonfiction is 0 through 900. And it's that whole side of the library, and their little faces light up. And I was like, this is all for you.
Little
you
proto nerds. It's
awesome. Yeah. And so, it's worth it.
Yay.
Poop lady is worth it. No, it's not.
It's not.
I block it out.
Also, no sex allowed in the library.
No.
Damn it.
Please, no. Jesus.
That means solo sex, porn hobo.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's get out of here.
Okay, good.
All right.
Bye, everybody. We'll be back next week, hopefully with everybody.
I hope so. Okay, good night.
Bye.
Bye.